A boy or girl in school would be a... an elementary girl, you talk to school. Oh my goodness.
What is it?
It's a kid
who's
brother.
Well, it's only what it is. Tell him I can't. I'll tell him a little later. Just a little later. You want to whack that off a minute?
Okay.
You better not beat that person. I ain't supposed to go back like that. Now you see your boys.
Bad dog.
Was
a bad dog.
Hey, come on. Oh, she don't. I don't know what makes her do that. She sees your boys off the left here or not.
You do have several plants.
No, I didn't have any more of those. Oh, but now, I guess we're going with our rat killing.
Yeah, right. Hey, we're almost through. We've got about 30
Lisa minutes. Lisa, flip the light, hon. This light switch. Flip the light switch.
I think we've only got about 30 more minutes.
Okay, Buttercup, you're the meanest thing I ever saw. I believe my soul should fight.
She'll
like niggers. She'll like them.
I don't understand. Crazy dog. Was that the boy that throws rocks at her?
No. Well,
maybe she gets them confused.
No, she just don't like niggers.
I don't understand.
She don't like them, no.
Okay, what would you
call? I shouldn't have said that. I didn't know you had that thing on.
Oh, I'm sorry. I should have told you. What's the most polite name for a person of their race? While we're on the subject. What's the most polite? What do they like to be called?
Some of them, it doesn't make too much difference. Some of the smarty pants want to be called Negroes, and some want to be called black people, and some just plain colored folks. I read where one man said they didn't want to be called black folks or anything. They just want to be called colored folks.
Mm-hmm.
So it's wherever you live.
It just depends.
Depends on wherever you live.
Okay.
But you know, we live here in them. Predominantly black neighborhood.
Oh, is it really? I think.
Yes, it is. Now, And I have as many black friends as I have white friends.
Those folks from here earlier
seemed
nice.
Oh, yeah, they are. And they're fine people.
Uh-huh.
You ought to go in their house, makes mine look like a woodshed.
Oh, I know what you mean.
Because he works and she works and both have a good salary.
Uh-huh.
And I've got the same old junk I started keeping house with.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
So, and nowadays,
of course,
you know, they buy more than we do.
Yeah.
But
it's worth it. Who counts as living out there nice people?
Mm-hmm. Well, now I have a neighbor down here that's real fine, and this one across the street. See, she come to tell me she's gone lost there a few days.
Uh-huh. Now, is that the one who has the crazy?
That's stuff? The one that has the afflicted boy. He had polio when he was, she said had polio when he was a baby, but I don't believe he did. I think he had a spinal meningitis.
Oh.
It come near leaving him that way than polio, I believe.
Yeah, this one is crazy. Because,
Polio don't usually leave you vicious. Spinal meningitis will.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think it's spinal meningitis is what he had. They might have pronounced it polio, but I don't believe it.
Yeah, I think you're quite right.
I'm sorry we had so many interruptions. This don't usually happen about wanting to buy things. I never...
You know, I got all night, so...
They got a sudden yin on coming and getting some flowers.
Yeah, I know. It seemed to be a run on. You suddenly become the most popular person in the neighborhood.
That happens every once in a while. People get a big spurt. They want something that I don't have.
What was he getting anyway?
He wanted something for the table that would grow over and...
Oh.
Lay over like Ivy's what he wanted. He didn't know what to call for, but anyhow, I let him have a little pot that I had reset this past week.